The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Stephan's Good Day program, reminding you that goodness is the only investment which never fails. That and what I saw, I was talking about this earlier, and I thought I'd share this with Roberta Fasanelli, who's here with us this hour, along with Dr. Joy Brown. Love is the only fire for which there is no insurance. How about that? Something you can take with you on your way to helping people at noontime, Eastern Time. Dr. Joy's program, 3 hours from noon to 3. Check her out at drjoy.com. And you can dial in anytime with a question to her line, 855-99-DR-JOY. Dr. Joy, why do I have this pimple on my nose? She'll answer that question or refer you to Roberta Fasanelli, one or the other.
Because it's better on your nose than someplace else. So you can see it.
There you go. Ding, diddling. Okay, here's the story of a 14-year-old boy in Texas. Lives in Irving, suburb of Dallas-Fort Worth. He had an altercation with several of his teachers, which ended up putting him in jail. Here's the story. His name is Ahmed Mohammed. Freshman at Irving MacArthur High School, took an electronic clock that he had built to school this past Monday, built it over the weekend with his father, wanted to show his teachers how smart he was when it came to engineering know-how. High school teacher said that he likes tinkering with electronics and wanted to start clean with the teacher by showing him how inventive I am. So the problem arose when the clock rang in his backpack. He showed it to the first teacher. Teacher said, wow, that's very impressive. So he's out in the hall, has the phone in his backpack, and it rings. So the second teacher says, I don't understand what this is. It looks, what is this? So he explained that it was a clock. The teacher said, well, it looks like a bomb to me.
Yeah, I can see it.
Oh, yeah.
Don't show it to anybody else. And then she took it from him and brought it to the principal's office. And at that point, the police were called in. He was interrogated, fingerprinted, had mug shots taken of him.
Oh, boy.
Father came to the police department. Well, only after they refused to let him the first time make the call. The police say he brought somebody to school that was a threat. Father said it was not a threat to anybody. It was a clock, for God's sakes. So his father, Mohammed El Mohammed, when he drove his son to school on Monday, was telling him how proud he was with regard to his technological knowledge. But because I guarantee you, in Texas, if your name is Mohammed El Mohammed, or your son's name is Ahmed Mohammed, you're in trouble to begin with.
Oh, yeah.
So the police disassembled the clock, and this after having the boy, they took it apart further to find out what he really was up to. He was up to nothing. So
he made a clock.
Yeah. Now he's got an arrest record, although I guess with the youngsters, don't they have a way of expunging that after...
Yeah, it's called, green shading.
Right. Let's see here. The school issued the following statement. Yesterday, a high school student was arrested on campus by the police. Officials have been cooperating with the police in the investigation. While privacy laws prevent us from sharing specific details about student discipline, we can assure everyone that school administrators are handling the situation in accordance with the code of conduct. We ask our students and staff to immediately report if they observe any suspicious items. What a bunch of morons. I was going to use another word. This is so beyond what is reasonable.
Let me ask you a question, though. Yeah. All right, and I certainly don't disagree with the everybody overreacting, and I think there probably is racial profiling going on. But having said that, if a kid's name was Johnny Bob Smith,
yep,
and he had the same thing, I mean, most of the shootings on campuses, high school, college, whatever, have been. White kids shooting other white kids, including the professor yesterday.
By the way, I'm for profiling people who are in their 20s and 30s, because all of the culprits, or most of the culprits we've seen here and elsewhere, have been dark-skinned, big-nosed, Middle Eastern guys in their late 30s and 40s. So profile them, or
but my
this
point is
you have to bring their nose in. Yeah. That's what I want to.
Because they're always big nosed. Go ahead. Anyway, what are you saying, Jerry?
So my point is that any kid bringing a suspicious item to school might have come under some scrutiny. My guess is the ACLU will get involved in this, and the school, everybody is going to get sued.
Yeah.
And this kid will get a scholarship, as they should. However, my point is that most of the stuff that's happened on college campuses and high school campuses have been white kids shooting white kids. And my guess is if some other kid had shown up with something that went off in their backpack that looked to somebody who was, because a timer is a clock.
Yeah.
Now it was clearly I'll tell you, my deal with my kid was from first grade on, from kindergarten on, you take nothing to school, you bring nothing to school. Because I just didn't want to have, and I wasn't worried about profiling, I was worried about, who knows what I was worried about.
What about lunch?
Well, that lunch you were allowed to trade, you know, lunch you just can't control. But other than that, but everything in lunch was edible, more or less. So, I mean, I just wonder, I think that this was obviously people being stupid, but there is so much cause for people legitimately being stupid.
So is this appropriate, Roberta? Can you imagine this happening in New York?
Oh, yeah,
yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Absolutely. Anywhere.
Sure. Really? Anywhere. How about you in San Diego?
Yeah, I could probably see this happening, but the other thing that I think stinks about this story is that this kid is a minor, but they have plastered his name everywhere.
And he'll get a scholarship at MIT.
Hopefully they don't do that.
Yeah,
because he has an Arab-sounding name. That's
right.
Why.
Yeah, that's true. Usually they do not, for issues of privacy,
right.
they don't,
minors
are
not
appropriate. You've heard me. Yeah. I've been very consistent over the years. I think profiling of Middle East, I just described who I think should be profiled. Although there are others that have been involved in terrorist activities. Most of the time, it's this sort of thing when it comes to terrorist activities. When it comes to some of these other things, the malfeasance at school, the shoot-em-ups, white boys, young men,
white boys,
high school, college, on the service grounds, the only exception I can think of is the guy in Texas at Fort Bliss who shot 9 people and killed them. I can't remember his name, but he said he was. What was it?
Nothing.
I don't remember. They're not important.
And we shouldn't remember their names as part of it either, because that's
right.
Why I do it to get notoriety.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Refer to them as the idiot.
Here's somebody from Kingman, Arizona. Dubs. Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I just want to point out that I've worked for school district for a long time, and all the kid really had to do was just get permission until he brought it in.
Why?
He's up there,
it's
don't
a clock.
Bring... Yeah,
why
it's also it's called contraband. You got
a
school
clock
districts have policy. You can't bring in anything.
Yep.
Like, for instance, you can't bring an unsealed water bottle to school because people. Well, they fill them up with booze and bring them to school, and then you got a problem with kids with booze. And then all the people in the community go ape crazy because you weren't doing your job and watching
as
the
a
kids.
Parent. Well, this is parental stuff.
Or at the school in the local parentis thing, you've got to be able to walk in. But you know what? You can bring a black powder rifle to school if you get permission. I've done it for Civil War. We're talking about Civil War.
Show and tell. All right, so am I overreacting to this? Am I wrong about this in your opinion?
I think you are, just because of the constraints. You talk about ACL lawsuits and all that stuff. Why do you think that these rules have come about? Just simply because other people...
Okay, but how about reacting? How about reacting appropriately or overreacting? Why would they arrest the kid?
I don't think they should have arrested the kid. I mean, here, they're stupid along those lines. I agree with you on that. But at the same time, you know, it's not above, it's not off the wall to give the kid some kind of discipline, saying, you know, maybe you got to have your parents in there. We got to talk about this stuff because we got to explain to you why you can't do it.
Well, so maybe that'd have been a better way of approaching it. Yeah, okay, good. Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it. 888-302-3684. One-third of us, one-third of people who live in this country have high blood pressure. And if you're over the age of 60, two-thirds of you have high blood pressure. I say you because I don't have it. I may be over that age.
That means Roberta and Joy do.
Yeah.
I don't. I don't either.
My
stats are all wrong, Doug.
But no, no, it depends what. I mean, it depends. Ethnic groups a lot.
High blood pressure. You're lying to us.
And also where you live, I think, too.
And also your ethnicity, your weight, and your dietary patterns.
All right. So now that we've had that way of,
we're going to arrest you for this one, Doug.
Yeah, I know.
Call the police
for spreading rumors around that are not
true. Right. We just have an atypically healthy staff here.
There's a drink that's so powerful. Professional Olympic athletes are using it, and we are using it, and you should be using it as well. It's called Super Beets. Beets are a rich source of nitrates. This takes about 20 minutes to get into your system. Take a teaspoon of Super Beets, put in a glass of water, mix it up. Roberta gets a shot. I don't think Joy's tried this, but you ought to try it, Joy. This is great. You ought to be actually talking about it on your radio program. The folks that are responsible for Super Beets also have come up with a capsule called the Neo 40, which has, in about 2 minutes, the same ability to jazz you up as you get in 20 minutes by taking Super Beets. Same stuff, concentrated, but it goes directly, very quickly absorbed into your system. You chew it, goes into your mouth, down your throat, into your stomach, and wow, within 2 minutes, you are gone. You're going in a direction that was not where you were going before. And it's kind of cool because there's no drugs involved. It's all natural. This is, I mean, what's better than beets? All non-GMO, protected by a patented drying process, which is the secret to how good it tastes. Yum, yum, yum. All right.
Can we add one more yum to that?
Yum! One more yum. Yum! All right, here's the special offer. Purchase 2 boxes of Neo 40. You get a free 30-day supply of Super Beets. You get a book on nitric oxide, which is what happens. The beets have the nitric oxide, the ability to open up your arteries and your veins so the blood gets into every area of your body, your muscles, your brains, your all of the internal organs. That's why this is so good. And because the arteries are opened up, it brings your blood pressure down. That's why this is important for that. Neo 40 and Super Beets together, tested, patented, and they work. And by the way, Super Beets comes in black cherry flavor if you want to have something that doesn't taste like maybe the Super. You don't like beets? I love beets, frankly, myself. Pickled beets.
I love beets.
Oh, yeah. But you got to have, you know how many beets you'd have to eat, Joy, in order to have the same amount of benefit that you get from these? You got to eat 3 beets. 48. No,
oh,
3.
Gee, I was thinking 48.
In order to get the teaspoonful. All right, so here we go. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. That's 800-655-4183 for Super Beets and Neo 40.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices, like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry.
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Right now, a 24-pack of Crayola crayons is just 50 cents.
Offer valid in-store only while supplies last. Limit 30 per customer ends 9/12/15.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014, same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Craft Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Queen and Chief in the next half hour of Good Day, 21 after the hour.
Ready Supply Foods sells more food for your money than any other company, and we can prove it. We've gathered nutritional facts from our competitors' own websites and divided them by price to show you how much they sell per dollar. In an emergency, calories mean survival. Ready Supply Foods sells 245 calories per dollar, where the others average only 155. That's 58% more for your money. We're the new leader in value and quality. See the comparisons at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Music, we amplify some of the stories that feature information about musical stars, celebrities, etc., etc. Sad way to start this portion of the program. Every hour this time we have some musical connection. REO Speedwagon, what's the significance of this song? You didn't pick a hit, Richie. Where do you got there? All right.
I wore off probably 100 pair of strings on my guitars as a kid playing this song.
Yeah.
So, to me, that's a significant, but also one of their biggest hits. And the biggest rocking hit, too.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so do we know the name of the bass player, the original bass player for REO Speedwagon who died?
Guitarist.
Sorry, that was Gary
Richrath.
And what was, no.
Oh, Richie knows about him.
Yeah.
How old was he?
65.
And his problem was?
Not specified.
Ah, always love that. So what do we then speculate on drugs and alcohol and all that other good stuff that affects
I saw them 15 years ago or so, and they looked skinny but pretty clean.
Yeah.
So
really? Skinny and
Kevin
pretty Cronin, clean?
The lead singer. I mean,
yeah,
guys
so tell me that the Rolling Stones that are skinny look pretty clean.
Right, yeah.
Say Keith Richards.
All right, so that's item number one of three. Next item, we attribute to B.B. King, because today would have been his 90th birthday. He's responsible for our thought of the day today. The beautiful thing about learning is nobody can take it away from you. B.B. King, blues boy. I think his first name was really Clarence or something like that. Wasn't it, Kenny?
No.
What was his first name? B.B. was for best.
It was Blues Boy King.
Blues Boy.
Hold on, I'll get it for you. He walked into
Riley.
Told you to Riley. That's it.
Riley King.
Riley King.
Really?
Yeah. I told you how he named Lucille, right?
No.
The
guitar was named Lucille.
His guitar was named Lucille, yeah. And he was playing at a juke joint back in the South somewhere in the late 30s, early 40s, something like that. And two guys get into a fight. and knock the place around, knock over a couple of kerosene lamps. The place catches on fire. Everybody runs out. BB realizes he left his guitar inside.
Ooh.
Runs back inside to get the guitar. Comes back out. Finds out that the guys were fighting over a girl named Lucille.
Oh my God! What a story that is.
Called the guitar Lucille.
There you go. All right, so that's story number 2 of 3. Third one has to do with perhaps arguably the most popular female singing artist around today. The one with the most hits certainly is Taylor Swift.
Oh yeah.
Who has this world tour of hers been uber successful. She has lots of stars that she has invited up on the stage. Nick Jonas, Ellen DeGeneres. And they, in turn, I think, didn't she go on to Ellen's show? Or didn't she on this week? Did I see that somewhere, Kenny? Certainly as the season has started again, I thought she was on one of the first week guest lists. If I were starting a show, I'd want her to be on. If I had a very visible television program and I was looking for people in the right demographic to be watching, I'd invite Taylor Swift. She's one of those people. And I guess, is this what people look for? I mean, I don't know that we think about this when it comes to the guests that we have on Good Day, but is it true that a lot of times the people that are invited on these newer shows who have strong followings with social media, that's why they get invited? Because they want everybody...
I have shows here on the weekend shows where...
On the Radio America
that
Network?
That determines whether... Yes. Yeah. On the Radio America Network, we have 20-some weekend shows that air Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
And a couple of those shows, you are or are not a guest based on how many Twitter followers you have.
Wow. How do you do that with your... Well, we got about 13 seconds. I always ask Joy questions.
With 13 seconds.
13 seconds.
Yeah, but you take 10 of them to ask the question. I get 3 seconds. Go.
Well, guess what? Then I'm not going to ask you the question.
Oh, see?
What's your favorite color?
Yeah, what is your favorite color?
Doug. Oh, no, that was something
else. Well, you can't answer that in 10 seconds.
28, Patsy. Case closed. 28 after a good day.
Fiber. What is it? Why do you need it? And where do you get it? This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. In the standard American diet, well nicknamed the sad diet, you can bet there's way too little fiber. And what exactly is fiber? It's the part of fruit and veggies that you can't absorb. Here's the thing. Remember, your colon is just a sausage tube. When stuff goes in the top, stuff comes out the bottom. And fiber is the fuel that keeps things moving along. Without it, you're all plugged up. But fiber does more. It fills you up so you don't overeat, helps prevent diabetes, and lowers your cholesterol. DCOC advice, depending on your age, a woman needs roughly 25 grams, a man 35 grams. To help you understand this, an apple has 4 grams of fiber, a handful of almonds, 3.5, a cup of lentils, a whopping 15 grams. And as fiber works best with water, keep hydrated. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and 2 implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-400-3610 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-400-3610. 800-400-3610.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 20 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now 33 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, expanding rapidly here, there, and everywhere, all over the known universe, with Dr. Joy Brown and Roberta Fasanelli here discussing some of the issues of the day that are important that may not be in the forefront of conversation on other programs, because most of all of the other programs are talking about the debate, which isn't a debate.
Tonight.
It is tonight, but it isn't a debate. It's a presentation of perhaps some issues, a conversation, and who can embarrass who with being the silliest.
No, and it's a political version of America's Got Talent.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, no, it's a political version of America Has No Talent.
It has no talent.
That's a lot closer to the Gong Show.
There it is. There's the guy. All right. So, Michael Deng, by the way, did I say Kenny Kessler and Rich McFadden were here as well?
No.
Michael Deng.
Stop liver.
All right. 2 years ago, this fellow who's going to Baruch College, he was a freshman, he died during a hazing ritual. Remember the story?
Mm. Yep.
There was a lengthy investigation. Officials decided to bring charges against all of the fraternity brothers involved in this. There were 37 of them. 5 were charged with things like criminal homicide and involuntary manslaughter. Jeez. You know what they did? They gave this guy a big backpack, and then they beat him up.
Had like 30 pounds of sand in it,
yeah.
And then he had
but
to walk through like this gauntlet of like people on
either
side.
Yeah, they beat the hell out of
him as he walked by them.
Pi Delta Psi. They blindfolded him and some of the other pledges, made them wear these backpacks full of sand, and then they ran across a field while being beat up by members of the fraternity. What kind of mental moron thinks this is fun?
It's all fun and games until somebody gets hurt.
Well, this guy had serious head injuries.
Yep.
He got knocked unconscious, and nobody called the authorities. Nobody brought him to the hospital.
They called the president of the fraternity
right.
first.
National president.
The national president.
And to the college's credit, they threw the fraternity off the campus.
Why do you have to have fraternities and sororities anyway? What is their point?
Nothing. There's no point.
How do they advance education?
They don't.
Wait a minute. I didn't go to a school that had fraternities or sororities, and I'm not in favor, but I actually know the answer to that question. Mm-hmm. It turns out that the largest proportion of alums who donate to a university come out of fraternities and sororities. It's a way of getting, it's straight money.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah, it's all about money.
Well, it's also about, you know, feeling that you're superior and living off campus. And
it's also sponsored by Anheuser-Busch.
Yeah.
They pay the colleges to keep the fraternities.
Yeah. Right.
But the point is that a huge proportion of donations
crazy.
From alums come from fraternities and sororities.
Yeah, it's craziness. Well, all right, here's something that'll make you, well, how many people think, let me turn this around. Joy, you don't even own a car, right?
Correct.
Okay. Roberta has a Chevy, the last I knew, Chevy wagon.
I have an old Chevy Equinox that's like 5 years old. I'm still paying the loan on it.
All right. Richie, you drive that old Bronco. What else are you driving now?
Got the 67 Bronco, 2012 Ford Explorer. I got the Ford Fusion and the Kia something or other sitting in the driveway.
How many people in your family drive?
Yeah, good Lord. It seems like everybody.
Some for his mother. No, he's got
my mother-in-law, my wife, myself.
Okay. How's your mother-in-law get a license? She can't speak English.
What are you talking about? She can speak English well enough to get a license.
Really?
Yeah. Stop. That ain't.
Yeah, that's it.
I was on
point.
The other side of the MVA cheating with her, Doug, giving her signs.
37 past the hour. Yeah.
Kenny, where do you drive? You had a Saturn last time I checked.
I have a Chrysler Sebring convertible.
Really? Oh, that's fun. That's
Maybe. Oh, yeah, in San Diego, yeah.
All right. Yesterday, Porsche unveiled its new luxury electric car.
Whoa.
It's called the Mission E.
Mm.
It'll be produced in volume within the next 5 years. It's a four-seater. Charges in 15 minutes or less, so that's a lot faster than the Tesla. Let's see here. This is being put together by. They're going to sell it on Amazon. Can you?
Are you kidding me?
No.
They're going to sell it on Amazon.
Yep.
Can you get it through Prime?
Free shipping.
Free shipping.
Right, they drive it to your house for you.
Okay, so a couple of other items of interest. I just thought I would pass along those of you who are looking for cars. I'm not selling cars. I am.
Richie's selling my Ford Explorer if you're looking for one.
Okay, call Richie at 888-302-3684. You want to buy.
And the Bronco is always for sale.
Really? Yeah.
For sure.
What kind of money you want to give for
$50,000.
Yeah, good for you, Rich. All right, my son and daughter both bought Volkswagens in the past month. My daughter, now officially, I did chuckle and she got annoyed with me. Over the weekend when I was with my children, my daughter brought the Volkswagen station wagon to pick me up to go out and spend the day doing this, that, or the other thing. And she had Miles, my new grandson, in the back seat. And she's always driven a stick shift. When she was over in school in England, she had a little diesel Range Rover, and they were cute to drive. And I taught them how to drive both of them on a stick shift. They learned on the farm, and I wouldn't let them get their driver's license unless they get it on a stick shift. So she's always had a car with a stick shift. And as I saw her, she looked at me, and she got that. Megan has the most amazing way with her eyebrows of putting you into a place that you don't want to be. So before I opened my mouth, I just looked at her driving in the car, and I had a big smile on my face. And she said to me, "Daddy, don't you say it." Mm-hmm. And so I didn't, but it was a cute little car and very well performing, very kind of fast. My son has a Volkswagen, a very nondescript Volkswagen a sedan. And they both, the reason I bring it up is because this is a company. And these cars are these were very inexpensive cars to buy, and they're very inexpensive cars to operate. But I think there still is a stigma against Volkswagen.
I think only I think of your generation, not
in my generation.
My daughter has bought a VW as well.
Did she?
Yeah. And the first car I bought, I inherited an old Mercedes that was a mess. But the first car I bought was a VW for exactly that reason.
Really?
That they are inexpensive to buy. They're inexpensive to run. They're very reliable.
Were cheaper. You get $10,000 off the sticker because they were diesels and they're four speeds. People, exactly, five speeds. People don't want to drive five speeds.
My neighbor, she is a marketing executive, and she ran the internet marketing department for VW for 5 years. And she's had to quit. They worked her to. She goes, those Germans are crazy. She's Korean.
Oh, they
she's
are.
Like, they are crazy.
Oh, yeah, of course they are.
They are out of their mind.
No, they're
they
tough.
Yell, they scream, they call you names.
Yeah.
She says it was unbelievable.
Like working for Disney.
And then she quit, and she went to work for General Motors, and now she goes to Detroit every other week, which is like Seattle versus Detroit. That's where she went when she went to Seattle when she worked for VW. She goes, Seattle, you know, but she goes, those American guys are the great. They love. I love working with those guys. Mm-hmm.
Germans are tough.
She's like
different
the Germans.
Work ethic.
They are nuts.
A completely different work ethic. Anyway, Volkswagen has announced
but
that most of their vehicles.
Said, Doug,
yep, she said, Richie.
Was that their pricing was always too high. That's when they did testing.
Yep.
The pricing was always too high, and they would never, never, ever move on the price.
Well, they are now. They got a lot of cars to sell. The Volkswagen says that its new lineup of cars for next year are going to be connected to Apple CarPlay and Android Auto systems, as well as some crash avoidance and driver assistance systems. So what does that mean in terms of technology? What's the Android Auto system? Can I imagine what it is? It's like a smartphone built into the car?
Yeah.
Probably. They're doing all these driverless cars. I mean, that's...
That's the first step in the driverless car.
It's not the first step. It's not the third step. They actually have driverless cars on construction sites in a couple of states. I think one of them is Florida.
Really?
And they're doing very well. Yeah, so this is the future of cars.
I want to drive my own car.
Everybody's working on smart windshields. Apple has hired a dozen or more technology guys away from General Motors, away from Ford, away from VW, all of them Honda, and working for them. So they want to have kind of like heads-up display,
right,
with the mic and the speakers, everything inside, not the speakers, but the mics and the displays inside the windshield itself.
But you're still taking your eyes off the road. Even if it's on the windshield, you're not concentrating
you're
on driving.
Rather than you're, far, you're, right.
Yeah.
Well, but when you look down at the speedometer or when you change radio stations, you're still looking down. At least you're looking. You don't have to shift your focus.
Well, you set the. What I find now I'm using a GPS for the first time in my car, and I'm watching the road with one eye, and I'm putting the directions or the address in the GPS as I'm driving down the road with the other eye.
Most GPSs won't let you do that. If you're driving the car, they won't let you.
You have to lie. You're the passenger.
This one does it.
Yeah, use voice command, dummy.
Yeah. Yeah, you know who's working a lot on this is Tel Aviv. The Tel Aviv designed the windshields that are in cars now because they don't shatter, and they did one other thing that's extraordinary. So they've been working on it for a couple of years. It's the cars of the future. We're not going to be driving our own cars.
Well, that's it. I'm looking at something else that I just was Googling while you were talking here. The fact that these new process and procedure items that we're talking about are aimed at teenagers because teenage driving habits are so bad.
Yep.
Teenagers are horrible. Nobody's teaching kids really how to drive. They don't know how to deal with driving with all these cars on the roads. Plus, they can't get away from their smartphones. They can't put them down. They can't avoid.
I was at a light yesterday. I looked there and saw two kids, the driver and the passenger, both looking down at their phones.
Well, but when you look, they're not only teenagers. Everybody on the road is driving.
Yeah. Sit at a traffic light or drive down the road and look next to
you.
See how many people are looking down.
The teenagers have this habit from before they were driving. The rest of us are picking it up as we drive, so they are not aware of the need to be cognizant of their surroundings.
I mean, teenagers have always been high risk. Look at the insurance premiums under 19.
Oh, yes. Crazy now.
And we know that the group that's most prone to accidents are teenagers and elderly.
Mm-hmm.
That's always been that way.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm saying that, and this is the group that's going to be in driverless cars.
General Motors Ford, Chrysler, all are putting these monitors in their new cars so that the parents will be able to see.
Yeah.
You know, there's an app that you can put on your smartphone, and you'll be able to see what your teenager is doing. You can install it in the car. The new cars, many of them are going to come with it as standard equipment, and you'll be able to, you know, okay, teenager one wants to go to the store. He stops at the package store. Dad's going to know that. He stops someplace where he said, I remember the first year that I let my children drive, and I would say to them, you know, where are you going? And they had to tell me where they were going. I wanted to know where they were going when they didn't, you know, under 18, I think you need to know where your children are going in the car.
I can tell you exactly where my wife is right now, and she can tell you exactly where I am.
You have one of those apps, but did you?
It's built into the iPhone.
Really? Oh, yeah, the iPhone, yeah. But it's not built into the car. The kids can mess with the iPhone. They can't mess with what's in the car.
Oh, right. I have Sprint. Yeah, if all your phones are connected, like I have Sprint Family Locator, I can locate my kids at any time of the day or night.
Really?
It'll tell me where they are.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't even know that it's not that they have it on their phone.
Mm-hmm. Whatever happened with that Chrysler recall, by the way? Anybody? The Jeep recall, is that all set? You hear any more about that?
I haven't looked at it.
The UAW chose Chrysler as the first company to do negotiating because of all the bad publicity. And they've announced today that they're going to have a contract with their 39,000 unionized employees. This was up to the last minute. It looked like there was going to be a strike earlier in the week, but there will not be. This company has done, even though I think they got a black eye for how they handled the Jeep thing, they're making a much better car. Every time I go, I rent from Enterprise all the time, I always request the same car, Chrysler 200. It's a very good, very well-performing car, very well put together, has nice amenities. And the last, believe this or not, the last 3 days in Los Angeles cost me $47 for the 3 days.
Isn't that fantastic? I love LA car rental prices.
But when I go back next month, I reserved the car when I came back. It's $47 a day. So it just depends on, you know, what the pressure is. But I think that Chrysler is making a good product. All right, so there's the... now, Richie, I just had car talk, and neither of the women went to sleep. You say when I talk about cars, women go away. They don't want to listen.
Jennifer hates car talk.
Well, so that's Jennifer. She
wants to talk about cup holders and colors.
Did I miss anything? Took a little nap.
Roberta Fasanelli, Dr. Joy Brown on Good Day at 47 past the hour.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and 2 implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Fasanelli.
The unwashed Roberta is the dumpster diver who goes through all of the things that are available around the country every day to find out where you can have savings and bargains. What do we have today, Roberta?
What I'm going to tell you about today is how to use those old computers that we all have hanging around the house collecting dust. Or if you're diving into a dumpster and you find an old computer, go, ooh, what could I do with this? Well, we got the 6 ways that you can use your old laptop. You know, the first one's pretty obvious. Sell it for parts. Say, you know, put it on Craigslist or Facebook and put it at a yard sale. You get about $20, $30 for it, which isn't a lot, but it's something. You can donate or recycle it. And we have some links to recycling centers and refurbishing centers. And this is a great way. You can give it to your local school. You can give it to some, like, domestic violence shelters, things like that. Great way to get rid of your old laptop. Give it to the kids, obvious. Now, here's something I bet you didn't think about. Use it as a wall-mounted digital picture frame. And we have the directions on how you can do that at DougStephan.com. You could also use it as a media player. Instead of buying Roku or any of those, you know, fancy-dancy devices that you have to never find enough USB plugs and HDMI plugs in the back of your TV to plug all this stuff in, well, you could use your old computer as a media player. And again, we have the links to you how to do that. And my best one, print extra coupons. Usually you're only allowed 2 coupons per computer. Well, use your old one to print up millions and millions of extra coupons.
There you go. Roberta Fasanelli, our queen of cheap. Check out all the details at our, what is the section on the website? No, Better Deals or something.
Better Living Segment.
Better Living.
DougStephan.com. How long have you been doing this, Doug?
Thank you, Roberta.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work. Sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Turn your backs now and you snuff out the fragile candles of blues, R&B, and soul. And when those flames flicker and expire, the light of the world is extinguished because the music which has moved mankind through 7 decades leading to the millennium will wither and die on the vine of abandonment and neglect.
Hallelujah, brother.
Our love is nothing but the blues. Baby, how blue can you get?
By the Louisiana Gator Boys, featuring B.B. King from the Blues Brothers 2000, as we were acknowledging earlier. Mr. King would have been 90 today. What else do you have from that movie, Richie?
Don't blow it like I did. Stay away from drugs, gangs, cyber porn on the internet, and you could be president of the United States someday.
Oh, that's good to know.
You don't want to hang around with some over 40 recidivist. Now, scram.
Best part of this movie was the music, many people say. I liked the whole concept, though. It was just kind of fun. But it didn't have it without Belushi, without Jim Belushi, the brother, played with John Goodman. And it was, it's okay.
It just didn't have a script.
Didn't have it. Right, exactly. I mean,
it was just an excuse for these guys to get together and jam.
Right.
And it was, they did that well.
All right, 55 past the hour. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. We have movie news, and I'm sure that Joey wants to give us a review of Black Moon or Mass or whatever they call it.
Black Mass.
The movie about Whitey Bulger that opened up last night. So we'll have, actually not opening until
tomorrow.
It opens
Friday.
But it did in Massachusetts, here in Boston, suburban Boston, played for the first time commercially. And there were a lot of interesting things that were said about it. And I'm trying to argue with myself because I don't really. Whitey Bulger was such a cur and so violent. I don't really, because I think Johnny Depp is capable.
He doesn't come off as a hero in this.
No,
in the comfort to you.
No.
Well, I always thought he was a nice guy.
Yeah, good for you, Chucker. All right, so we'll talk about.
He was a Patriots fan, Chuck.
Right, Red Sox and Patriots fan. All right, stand by. We'll have a review of Black Mass and whatever else these two can cook up. Joy and Chuck are talking together here on Good Day in a matter of moments.
If life was a piece of cake, you wouldn't need us. Stay tuned for Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
The living is easy in the summertime, but the moving isn't. Scott Michael from moving.org suggests you do it some other time.
The summer months are when everybody tries to move, and so it gets really crazy. June's the busiest month of the year, so we're excited to have that behind us. But the other months of the year when you can settle down and not have as much competition for your business is really going to be a lot easier time to move. When it's not during the heat of the summer, the movers will be able to take their time and give you the better crews to help with the move.
Doing What Works teams up with the Knock 'Em Dead brand to help your career with a 20% discount on Knock 'Em Dead books and services. Just go to MaureenAnderson.com and click on the Knock 'Em Dead banner. When placing an order, enter the promo code WHATWORKS. That's MaureenAnderson.com.
All right. Doug's Good Day with Chuck Curry, our movie man, Joy Brown, Roberta Fasanelli, Kenny Kessler, Rich McFadden. All right. So you went to see the Johnny Depp portrayal of Whitey Bulger. What did you think, Joy?
Well, you know, there was a documentary that I think was called The United States of Bulger. Is that what, I think that's what it was called. It came out about 2 years ago, which I thought was terrific. This has got Johnny Depp in it. It's got a huge cast in it. Peter Sarsgaard, Kevin Bacon, Joel Edgerton. I mean, it's a huge cast, and the guys seem to be having a lot of fun.
A lot of fun murdering people?
Well, no, sort of yelling at each other. Benedict Cumberbatch plays his brother. The problem about this for me is that there are a huge number of stories. There's the two brothers, one who was probably the most powerful politician
Billy
in Massachusetts.
Bulger, Massachusetts yep. Senate president, now runs the UMass Boston campus.
Absolutely, chancellor. Yep.
Yep.
So he was very powerful. With his brother, who was kind of a small-time crook until they got that he and Conley at the FBI decided that the real threat to Boston was not Whitey, was who wants to be called Jimmy, but the mafia. So the two of them ganged up together.
FBI guy that was extraordinarily corrupt, and he put Whitey Bulger on the witness protection plan.
Well, no, he was an informant.
But he also was protected. Not witnesses, but he was protected.
He was protected because he was an informant. That's how he grew. The FBI is really responsible for growing an awful lot of crime in the United States.
Yeah.
And that's in fact, including arming the Black Panthers, which is another story.
Yeah.
But so there are a whole bunch of cool stories. There's the two brothers. There's the FBI. But they didn't follow any of them.
Thumbs down part.
Mediocre. Mediocre.
Really? Hi, Chuck. You want to go see it now?
I'm going to go see it. I usually don't agree with Joy, so yeah, I'll go see it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and Johnny Depp is good in it. It just doesn't go anyplace. No tension.
No tension? No really? Tension. I want to just see some of the Boston sights in the movie.
On the other hand, Everest will make you at the edge of your seat.
59 after the hour on Good Day.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.